With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Joblogs, a podcast that features candid conversations with young professionals about work, life, and everything in between.
Hey everyone, I'm Courtney.
I'm Joy Marie.
And welcome to Joblogs.
Joblogs.
We're back.
Yes.
After a little...
It's been a smooth minute.
Completely unplanned.
We're sorry. We know y'all been tweeting us, emailing.
I know. You know what, though? This is good because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and when they do these things like we did,
yes,
and they take a break, I'm so pissed.
Done.
But you know what? Life happens.
It does.
And I feel I have complete empathy for all my podcasters.
It does. So thank y'all for being patient. We appreciate y'all for riding with us. But we are back, and in case you're new to the show or hopped on while we were kind of MIA, you can think of us as like your career girlfriends. I like to think of us as like, you know, the other black girls in the office on your first day. Head nod, eye contact. Y'all know you're going to be doing lunch together. That's us. So welcome to the show.
Yes.
You can catch new episodes of the episode typically every Mondays on iTunes, Acast, or whatever.
Time.
most times, wherever you listen to your podcasts. But yeah, welcome back. So we're going to be talking about some fun stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, I love the title that you gave, the slump season.
Slump season is real.
Yeah, so just kind of finding that inspiration to get back in the game after your little breaks. Because, I mean, they happen.
They do.
So, you know, as long as you get back in it.
This is the episode that is helping us sleep better at night. But yeah, getting out of your rut. We're also going to do our regular rants, raves, and reviews, our adulting segment. Lots of fun stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
And lots
tuned.
Of great questions, because apparently since we run around, you know, we're just like, we're just going to ask.
We love it. But first, as we always do in every episode, we're going to clock in, check in with each other, see how we've been doing, what we've been up to. Courtney, what's going on?
I am recovering. I think the end of, what was that, March?
Mm-hmm.
God, it was just so much stuff, like a tidal wave of stuff, one after the other. So I've been regrouping, and coming together and trying to just like find a way to get myself back in a good headspace.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to talk to you about is your morning ritual.
Morning ritual.
That's something that's really helped me
really
get my head together, because I find that usually my thing is I set the alarm as late as possible.
Same.
And then I might hit a snooze. And then next thing we know, I'm like, I'm up and I'm just like trying to get out the house, get out the house, get on the train and get to work. And it's like, then that's like the energy you start your day with, like, let me get it.
Already 10 steps behind.
Right. So I found, like, waking up earlier than I need to just kind of, like, not even lazily, but just, like, I don't have to rush.
Mm.
Like, what do? I try to get up early enough to go for a run. That doesn't always happen.
Outside? In the outdoors?
No. I don't.
You're like, you've lost your mind.
I don't run outside. There's a treadmill in my building.
Nice.
So I go, like, on a, like, 30-minute run if I get up early enough.
That's awesome.
And then, like, I'll come back, I'll take a shower, make a nice cup of coffee.
Okay.
I may do a little journaling or a meditation.
Girl, who are you?
And then I start my, like, I'm so relaxed and simple. And I walk into the office like, this isn't like my day. Like, you are just part of my day. Like, you're not the day.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. That's and it helps.
I wish. I cannot tell a lie. I'm here. I hit snooze about 6 times.
I know. Are you one of those people who have like 5 alarms set?
No, I don't play myself like that.
Okay.
It's the one, but I have learned how to keep hitting snooze on the same one in 8-minute increments and just like not get up for like 2 hours. So that's me. My first alarm goes off at like 7. I'm up at like 8:45.
Oh my God. And see, if you had just gotten up,
I know.
You've wasted.
I know. I love that though, and I love that you mentioned exercising too. Mm-hmm. Because
I'm seeing your little
Mama joined a gym. Okay. But ever since I moved to New York, Seamless and Happy Hour have been killing my gut. So, you know, I decided this year to take matters into my own hands and I joined a gym. And I've been trying to go about 3 days a week. That's only been about 3 weeks to this point. So but already, like, my energy levels are so great. And I feel like my body's regulated. Like, I get really tired at, you know, around 11, 11:30. And I do naturally get up at 7 to use the restroom. I just go back to sleep. So maybe I'll try to do like you and stay up.
It's a journey because, like, I was doing good and then, like, I think it was this past week. It was just like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the intention.
Right. And intention. The routine's there. So it should just work towards that.
Yeah. And I'm going to put a link to this article in the episode notes. It's from The Muse. And they say it's just like morning ritual ideas based on like how you want to start your day.
Okay.
So, like, guys, you know, think about it. And it doesn't have to be like crazy me getting up and doing a whole self-wellness situation. Like, it could be just one thing. So it's not like you don't start your day like thinking about crazy stressing.
Yeah, the meeting, you're like 5 minutes late, too.
Right, just set the tone.
Okay. You know, I'm going to try that.
Do it.
I'm going to let you know how it goes.
Okay. What about you? What's going on?
Besides kind of trying to get more active and going to the gym, I would say that is partially connected to, you know, just living a healthier lifestyle and also losing some weight, but also connected to just trying to improve my image, my, like, professional image.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You know this. I hate to shop. So I hate shopping for work clothes. And I'm a curvy woman with certain accent areas. And so it's tough. It's hard to find clothes that fit my body. But lately I've been thinking about, you know, I got promoted earlier this year. And I've been thinking about, you know, they say dress for the role that you want to have, not the role that you're in.
Yeah.
And while my current job does allow for me to kind of go into the office in jeans every day if I want to and whatever I feel like wearing, I've been thinking about, you know, how I could just step it up a little bit.
Yes.
And so the getting active is part of that. But also it's like, you know, I'm trying to work on my wardrobe.
You know what? That's interesting because I've been thinking about that, too. And I just have no idea, like, what I want my aesthetic to be. So I've been trying to, like, pay attention more to, like, people that I like the way that they look.
Yes, who are doing well.
Right, to kind of figure out, like, what I want to look like.
Same. And what I'll say is what I've noticed is I feel like it's, there's, you can have your distinct style and personality, but it's all about the finish. The pattern that I see in the people that I really admire is that they're really put together regardless of what their style is, right? Okay. So it's just like, you know, a fresh face of makeup, clean, not over the top, whatever, but just like, or, you know, alternatively, a good skincare routine or regimen, or just, you know, undergarments if necessary to make sure little panty line creases and bra lines are in show. It's like little things like that, or like the bag game, the shoe game is on point.
True.
So I'm taking notes if y'all have ideas or inspo.
I think the first step I'm gonna do, maybe I'll do this stuff when we're done, I've been putting this off, is like going through my closet and getting rid of stuff. I have so much stuff that I just push by every day.
Oh really?
And it's just like,
at
why?
This point it should have been, you know, you remember Kelly from the episode a couple years ago, she came and did a audit of my wardrobe because she was doing styling. I don't think she does anymore, maybe she does. And she did an audit, and she was like, listen, if you haven't worn it in 3 months, chuck it.
3 months?
3 months.
Oh, Lord.
Which is real because that's a season, right? And, like, are you really going to wear your winter 2015 stuff next winter? I mean, some of it, but, like, being honest about what you're just not going to touch again. It's kind of real.
That's
or donate.
Real. And that's, like, one of the principles about clutter. It's, like, you have to remove things for new things to come in. You have to, like, make space. I'm going to do this.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'll keep you posted.
I need help too. So y'all keep, let me know. Curvy woman workwear for people who hate to shop.
Right. That's, I may have to just break down and get like a stylist.
I think a consultation is really helpful. Because Kelly showed me all these sites I could, online sites I could shop at, and I was ordering from them for a while, but that was a number of years ago, so I think I need another one or a refresher. But yeah, that's my steez.
Cool.
Summer 16.
Moving right along, we're going to do our rants, raves, and reviews, where we're spotlighting some things that are making life a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Or not that much either.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about today, Joy?
I'm doing a rave slash a rant. And only I would find a way to incorporate a rant.
Okay.
But I'm talking about thank you notes. Thank you emails, thank you texts, thank you messages, you know, whatever. But the idea of, well, first of all, shouts to everybody who after an interview or after an informational or after a coffee chat that they asked you to have with them sends a nice little note. Simple note that says, thank you for meeting with me. Thank you for talking to me. Thanks for your time. So appreciate it. And I feel like it's a dying art. I feel like this is deja vu. I feel like I talk about this all the time, and yet still.
I do not receive.
And here comes the rant. Yet still, I do not, you know, people still refuse to say thank you. And I'm just like, it's such a simple act, I feel like. I don't get it.
Yeah.
One liner. Just thank you for your time. Thanks for meeting with me. I don't know. What are you, have you experienced that, or?
Well, you
is this
know,
something you notice?
We're
going to
talk
trigger.
About this in an upcoming episode, so I won't get too deep into it. But interviewing, and I noticed that, like, I was waiting for my thank you. Like, after I interviewed someone, I was like, oh, no, I didn't take up my time. And then I send me a thank you. But all of them ended up doing it. Some took longer than others. But it is, like, you're just, just a little decorum.
Yeah. I mean,
goes a long way.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a big deal to other people. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. But I mean, I definitely notice when I don't get one.
Yeah.
But also, I notice on the flip side when I send them how overly appreciative people are.
Mm.
And I'm just like, is no one sending thank you notes anymore? And I'll do like, I'll go to Papyrus or whatever and do a handwritten stationery note and put it in the mail.
Yeah, that's super
cute. And people will like lose their minds.
Because I think it just demonstrates whatever priority you fall in that person's mindset. So, like, it shows, like, if I'm going to send you a letter when no one sends letters, like that really shows that how genuine this is.
Yeah. So, you know, that's my rant slash rave. It's a simple thing that'll really kind of put you over the edge because I feel like in this digital age, nobody does it. So, that's me. Thank you, notes.
All right, so now a bit of a round table with our imaginary listeners since y'all aren't in here.
tweet us as you're listening.
But we
did
get some good questions just about, I mean, I'm glad we're not the only ones. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But just kind of getting out of your rut, being more productive, and just, you know, get back on it.
Yeah, getting out of slump season.
Yeah.
Slump season's over. The sun is out.
You know what? That makes a difference.
It does.
I think, you know what? I'm going to partly blame New York because it took forever to get here.
Right. So
it was
not
like
our
50
fault.
Degrees two
Absolutely.
Weeks ago.
Exactly.
Okay.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, and this is going to be loosely structured. We're going to spend some time talking about this. So I feel like I've been thinking a lot about how one, even realizing that you're kind of in an unproductive space, because sometimes it creeps up on you and you don't notice. It's the like sleeping in or rolling out of bed and just kind of getting in this rut. So, I mean, I don't know. Did you feel it when you were in it recently? Like, is it something that you noticed and you're like, I need to change this?
Yeah. But, you know, at first it was something I allowed, though, because I think I needed it.
Exactly.
So for a while, I just kind of let myself have some time to kind of just stew in my emotions and, like, I'm not going to do much or whatever. But I did find that kind of the universe pulled me out of it. Like, I think if you pay attention, like, you get the cues to say, like, okay, it's like, it's enough of this. Yeah. And it was just, like, simple things. Like, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to give myself one more weekend of just, like, being in the house and not worried about anything. And then, like, I had friends come up for the weekend, and they're like, oh, we're going out. Like, you are also going out. Yes. So it was just, like, I didn't have a choice. Yeah. And so it was, I think it was, like, taking those cues to say, instead of, like, sinking further, like, I could have said, like, no, like, you guys, you know, go out. But I was like, okay, so maybe this
I'm going to actually be receptive. Yeah. I mean, something you said, though, about allowing yourself, I think is so key. Because I think being in a rut or kind of being in an unproductive space isn't always a bad thing.
True.
Like, we were talking a couple episodes ago, right before... Right before I read about how overly busy and overly stimulated we were. So I think sometimes, too, like, it's your body's way of saying slow down.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing too much. Mm-hmm. And it does catch up with you. You know, none of us are, like, superhuman machines except maybe Beyonce, because I don't understand. Don't understand.
Beyonce also got me on my rut because I did get Lemonade. And I was like, you know what? Girl, you're right.
Yes.
You're right.
If she could get up here and do this every year.
Listen, then maybe I should too.
Yeah. But I mean, I think again, like, allowing yourself the space to relax, but then putting a time frame on it, almost. Like, not a time frame, but not allowing yourself to stay in that space permanently.
Yeah. You know, I'm a big believer in seasons. And, like, there's a season for going hard. There's a season for kind of chilling out. So I think kind of realizing where you are.
Yeah.
But also not letting it take over. So you always have to have a bit of self-awareness.
Right. Okay, so we're in the slump.
Okay.
Okay. You know you're in it. You know that you're maybe not as productive as you typically have been or would like to be. How do you get out of it?
Well, one thing I saw on the Twitters, you know, every now and then you guys say something really beneficial. Mm-hmm. And
some of y'all.
Yeah. And it was like, what's one, like, I forgot the wording of it, but it was like one intentional act you can do to get yourself closer to your goals. So it's like breaking it down into, like, steps, and then just saying, like, what's one thing? Like, instead of saying, I need to accomplish this, I need to get this project done, I need to do that, what's just one thing that's going to get me closer to doing that today?
Yeah. And then doing it.
And, yeah, then you have to do it. Then you have to
That's real. Because I think part of also what sometimes, for myself, has scared me away from things or kind of got me in an unproductive space is being really intimidated by the large end goal. So it's the, like, oh, I want to be, you know, launch this huge platform next year and, like, connect with all these people. That's an overwhelming, like, kind of task to be working towards.
Yeah.
But to your point, if you're like, well, today I just want to set up the Instagram profile and I just want to post one photo a day. Those are small victories that you have towards that end goal.
And they add up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? How do you get out of it? I'm going to read this tweet from Queen C, which I love.
Yes, Queen
and it says,
C.
How
I
do
am
you
also a Queen C. Hello.
Yes. From one queen to another. How do you stay consistent and keep your routine in order after being in a slump? Which I think is another thing, right? So you're getting out of it. But then,
you know what, though, at a certain point, you kind of have to boss up on your emotions. Who said that?
Boss up on your emotions.
Oh, God, I forgot who said that. But yes, you have to boss up on your emotions. Like, at a certain point, like, you are grown. Like, whatever you feel, like, it's a
feeling.
That's
real.
You know,
that's real.
It's like,
that's actually real.
You can't baby yourself all the time.
Like, because your life and your success and your career cannot be dependent on how you feel that day. Like, sometimes you just have to be disciplined and say, you know what, I'm not feeling great today, but I got to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward. And that's it.
Because a routine requires discipline. And discipline, like, that's work.
Yeah.
Like, you have to really put forth the effort.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I mean, I feel like some other things that I haven't personally tried, but I know have worked for people in my circle, are like therapy, too.
I really want to try therapy.
Me, too.
I really do.
Me, too. I have some friends that have, like, they're very self-aware. Not to say that they don't go through the same types of issues as a result of going to therapy, but I really admire how they're able to acknowledge their feelings through the process of dealing with things and take responsibility for their own roles and their interactions and maybe things that they're doing or toxic energies they're putting out that are contributing to their unhappiness.
Yeah, I was heard someone talking the other day, and she was saying that the one of the best things she got from therapy is that she knows when she's, like, setting herself up to, like, do something toxic or, like,
or
approach something the wrong way. So it's, like, just knowing, like, what are my red flags? Like, what are the signs that I'm about to do something?
Not to say that I won't, but I know I'm doing it.
Right. Right.
No, that's real. We should... That might be a 2016 move.
Okay.
How does one even go about getting a therapist?
That's the other thing. I think it's, I heard some people like you have to do like word of mouth. So like, and then if your insurance takes it.
Yeah.
Like finding one is just as difficult as doing it.
Mental health is very important. And you know, I would love, I've been talking about this for a while. I would love a mix of like a personal therapist but also like a business one, if that makes sense. Like not, I'm not talking about like a mentor or someone you can just bounce like professional projects and ideas off of, but someone that I can talk about the whole culmination of all of it. Cause there's no separation in, in my life. And I don't think in anyone. So I think people talk about like work-life balance, but it's all one big thing. And I feel like it'd be so good to just offload some of that on a person. Y'all tweet us. I would love to figure out how to get that going this year.
Right? That should be a hello therapist out there. That's a good kind of a la carte offering.
Yeah.
Like work focused.
Yeah.
Free ideas.
Business
free
idea.
Free money.
There you go. Somebody do it. Cut us a check. But, you know, another thing I thought about too is like if you're, while you're in a rut in terms of how to get out of one, refreshing or adding something new to your routine. So in my experience in the last couple of weeks, I've just been saying yes. No, Shonda Rhimes.
Okay, I was just saying Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, you know, I've just been saying yes to a lot of things that I would typically just shut down and say no to for no reason. So for instance, for me, I know that what kind of inspires me is like creative things around me, the weather, you know, beauty, art, music, culture. And so I've been saying yes to more sort of like Afrobeat events where the music just feels like home and the energy is just really positive and I connect with really great people around me. And those events, like on the weekend, just set me up so well for the week. I just feel so excited and so refreshed. And just stepping out of my house and doing something different, I found the last couple weekends just really kind of got my energy up and got me really excited. Working out, which we already talked about, which is something that I like fought, you know, like fought for the last 28 years of my life. I was like, I'm not an active person. I don't like it. It's not my thing. Tried it. And I'm like, you know what? It really is giving me the boost of energy that I didn't have before. And I was like feeling physically sluggish and just unproductive. And so that, I mean, that worked for me too. I would say, and we've talked about this in the past, like you don't need to overhaul your whole life.
No.
You know, to get out of a rut or anything or chase something that's like drastically different from what you're doing. But I think there are little things you can insert into your routine that can get you excited and just figuring out what those motivators are for you and addressing them.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the one little thing. I would also say being open to other people because I find when I'm in a rut or I'm in a sluggish space or a low energy place, I tend to close off. And again, like sometimes you need that, especially if you're like an introvert, you need to recharge and all that. So give yourself that time. But also, I think the first step for me to getting out of it was just answering texts. One little thing. And just like being open to like friends and saying, okay, let's go out. Let's do this. I think that's the first step to kind of, because you pull energy from other people too.
That is very true.
You stewing in your own stuff. You need like fresh perspective to kind of boost you. Mm. It's summer. Jeez, come on, guys.
Now it's time for Ask Joblogs, which is a segment of the show where we address your career and life questions. You can send your questions to us anytime at joblogs.com/askjoblogs.
Okay, so we have an update for applying to internal jobs at a company. Oh, that was from episode 16. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, cool. So she says, I believe it was anonymous, but she says, I just wanted to follow up with you all from my previous question about applying to an internal position. After pushing my anxiety and fears to the side, I'm happy to share that I ended up getting the role I went out for.
Woo-woo.
Hey.
Yes.
And she got a slight raise.
Okay, in parentheses. You better
work. Go ahead. I transitioned into my new role later this month, and I'm nervous but so excited. Thank you so much for your advice. You two rock. The podcast and newsletter keep getting better and better. Keep up the great work.
Yes.
See?
Kudos to you.
They asked me what I do and who I do it for.
Raises. And also, the newsletter is something that needs to get out of a slump. Guys, we're working on it.
It's a process. That's what I've been telling everybody for the past 2 weeks. It's a process.
Oh, but that is amazing. I live. All right. We have a question. It says, hi, Joy Marie. Hi, Courtney. Mm-hmm. We all use some form of social network or social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. My supervisor has requested to follow me on all of these sites.
I got a story about this. Go ahead.
With the exception of Twitter. I've approved him on LinkedIn. Should I approve him on the other sites? Should I monitor what I'm saying and sharing? I know that we should think of ourselves as a brand. How transparent can I be without compromising my 9-to-5 that pays my bills?
Listen.
And that question is from Marilyn Yannick Brown.
This is so funny because
AKA what? MYB, mind your business. Yes. That is not her name.
That is funny. But so time appropriate for me because I was just talking to my coworkers a week or two about this because we launched a Snapchat at my job. So everyone's been talking about Snapchat in the office. Everyone's so excited.
Yeah.
So I was talking to one of my coworkers and she was like, you know what? My supervisor added me on Snapchat.
Mm.
And she was like mortified. And she was like, I couldn't say no. I didn't want to say no.
Yeah.
And she was right there and she wanted to see my snap that I was just talking about. Oh. So I added her. But then later that night, I blocked her. And we're relying on the fact that they're, I mean, no one's like particularly old in my office. So, but old enough that she won't know about blocking.
Yeah,
and then it's hilarious because like the next week my supervisor did the same thing and I proceeded to block her
okay. So Snapchat is my safe space.
Yeah.
Like, even though I have to say the fact that you could just add somebody because you know their name, like I need to be able to approve you, but that's another rant. But that's my safe space. So what I would say is like this one's tough because the answer is basically make sure your social content could be discovered by your supervisor.
True.
Because it might be. You never know who's lurking in the shadows.
Honey, I gotta start watching.
Oh, do you?
Well, one of my first jobs was at like this stodgy PR agency, and like I got kind of in trouble, I guess. Yeah, I'm kind of in trouble for a blog that I wrote. But this is the thing, like my name wasn't anywhere on the blog. So I don't know how they found it.
Mm.
And the blog is like, it was a personal blog. It was anonymous, I thought. And it was just talking about, like, I was working through my thoughts about my career. Like, I was just starting out. Oh. And I was thinking, like, maybe, like, public affairs isn't the space for me. And said that. And they came in there big mad.
Oh, wow.
The HR person. And was like, basically, like, if I wasn't happy here, I should find another job.
Wow.
And
that's a lot.
That was a lot. That's but, a lot. I mean, I guess it was, like, 2006. So, like, people were still figuring out social media. Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that, because really, even then I knew that, like, that was way too much. Way too much. Especially, I didn't mention my name. I didn't mention the job.
Right. And those would, like, be the precautions that I would have advised you to take.
So,
but that's the reality.
I say that to say, like, that's kind of shady. Mm. But in the same vein, like, be prepared that if someone finds it, like, that you can justify it and feel comfortable.
Yeah. Saying, like, I feel how I feel about this podcast and job blogs and everything. I get ahead of it. So I go ahead and tell my coworkers and supervisors about it, and they could follow me if they want on social.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm, you know, you're not going to take that space away from me. Yeah. So I'm just going to go ahead and let you know so that you're comfortable with it. But this is an element of my life that is important outside of work. So, I mean, long and short is, like, People gonna do what they wanna do.
Yeah. And especially, like, with me, since I part of my job is social media, then I understand that, like, my Twitter page is almost like part of my resume. It's kinda to show that, like, and I do use it to show, like, what I'm thinking about, to make sure that I'm on top of trends and things like that. I do get kinda jealous of you guys with your little ratchet accounts. Like, I wish I could. I wish I could do that, but I can't.
And even with, like, big news stories and things like that, you know, when your social is tied a little bit more closely to your job, you can't jump in and opine or share your point of view like some other people can.
Yeah.
So there are lots of things to think about. I mean, I would say, one, audit your social to make sure it's at least appropriate if it is discovered. Two, it's okay to have your private accounts and the stuff that you want to keep to yourself. If someone filters in, sure, block them here and there. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't spend too much mental real estate on trying to keep your professional network out of your social accounts, because it's just, we live in a day and age where it's all one thing.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, I would actually argue that sometimes where you can share. So my Instagram and my Facebook, I would say, are the two accounts that I'm fine having coworkers on. Mm-hmm. Where you can share, it actually creates some connection points to talk about stuff. So I've had people come up to me and be like, oh, that was a really cool event you went to. Tell me more about it. And then we could talk.
Yeah, for me, I think my Twitter and my Instagram are kind of like, you know, all are welcome. Facebook is kind of more if we have a closer relationship.
Close,
and Snapchat is just like,
nobody. That is my reality show, and y'all are not invited, okay? So good luck. Keep us posted. We have another question. This one's from Amina.
Okay.
And it says, when evaluating a job offer, what are some things to ask for or consider besides salary?
This is a good one. I discovered the joys of the alternative ask in my last one, because I started working in a nonprofit. And one of the big ones that I always ask for is vacation time now. Mm. And just figuring, because you know what? I like my extended trips. Yes. I feel like we all should take 2 10-day vacations. One at the end of the year, once upon a time.
Yes, to be
important
to me.
Paid vacation time.
Okay, so when you're out of the office. Exactly.
There are bills to be paid still. So that's a big one for me.
That's a good one.
Is vacation time and just flexible workspace. Like, can I work from home?
Yeah.
Do you have those capabilities? That's, those are my two big ones.
I agree with those. Those are both huge. I would also negotiate, like, medical, dental. I mean, depending on whatever. Like, always ask to see that package up front. And then depending on what they have, if it's a good plan or not a good plan, or if you can get upgraded or whatever, I might take a look at that. But I think vacation and flexible working is big for me, too. I can currently work from home a little bit, and the vacation is good. And then also just, like, a company that's going to be reasonable. So, like, not a company that's, like, sitting there clocking every hour you're on vacation. Like, I think that's the piece about flexibility is, like, if you're sick, you can take the time off. Or, you know, if a life emergency happens or something, a team that'll be, like, accommodating of you stepping outside to take care of life and business. another big one is job title. So,
Yeah.
So sometimes if, you know, if you're not, well, one, always negotiate salary, even if it comes back and it's a no, always at least try. And then if you're not happy, maybe you can take a look at the title. So maybe you can get like a director role instead of a manager or a senior manager instead of a manager or whatever. Senior analyst, throw those fancy titles there so that externally when you're looking for another job, you can leverage that to potentially get higher pay.
Yeah, that's a great one. All right, it's our favorite time of the show, Hired and Fired. It's when we're serving up papers to those who deserve them with their, you know, pitfalls in society. Or, you know, maybe we're hiring somebody. Want to send cute kudos out.
Yes, yes.
Do you have kudos, Joy?
I do. Let's manage expectations. Okay. Bring it down.
Oh.
I am begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly.
This is like, you know, HR came in and told me I needed to fill this role, and I really don't want to, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm begrudgingly hiring today.
Ew.
And I am hiring Hillary Clinton.
Hillary the Rodham Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, in the past, I was a woman who did not discuss politics and such openly or point of views or perspectives, because it's none of your business. But I feel like,
oh my god, when on election day I was so off put that's like some people ask like, who did you vote for?
Yeah,
like at work.
Yeah That's not like, that's not appropriate,
not a good question,
not appropriate.
Okay.
But at the same time I could kind of see why, because this is my cry to you all. We need to come together. This is for my U.S. citizens. And all of y'all allies on the outside, you need to help me.
Out.
Yes, you need to help us on this, because we cannot have Donald Trump as a president. Do you understand that this is something that cannot happen? But, you know, I'm going to hire her specifically. The moment I kind of knew that, you know, I was going to be Team Clinton was a couple of weeks ago, maybe days ago. Obama came out and publicly endorsed Hillary. Do you remember that? And I low-key felt like he did it begrudgingly, too. But
he plays the game.
He plays the game. He does what he needs to do. But then Trump come out of nowhere tweeting that Obama just endorsed crooked Hillary. He wants four more years of Obama, but nobody else does. To which Hillary retorted, delete your account.
I saw that. I cackled. Like, I saw it on Instagram, and I had to, like, send it to my people, and was like, I cackled.
It made my day. I was like, yes.
I don't know who's managing her account, but excellent
I know.
Job.
We know who's managing her.
Excellent job.
It was so excellent for so many reasons. But, like, one is because I was thinking about it as it applies to kind of work and stuff, and it's like, at a point when people keep coming for you and coming for you and coming for you and coming for you, at some point, you just got to clap back and be like, you know what you won't do on today is this. And so kudos to Clinton for that. And then also, you know, like, did you hear Obama's whole commencement gigs at Rutgers and Howard, the speech? One thing that he talked about that has had me thinking a lot was like, you know, he's like, it's not enough to just go out and vote in like the general elections. You got to be active in your district, you know, meetings and decisions and policies. You got to be really like using your voice at that level for the little decisions to build the bigger ones. And it's kind of what you were talking about. It's like, do what you can where you are, one step at a time. And so, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot. And it's like the whole hashtag that's like, girl, I'm with her.
Girl, I guess I'm with her.
Girl, I guess I'm with her. Which
that
is pretty much captures the
that's
ambivalent
me.
Sentiment of many of us who are like, I guess she got my vote. But, you know, I've thought about that. It's like we have to use the ancestors fought for us to have the right to vote. We need to exercise it. You don't have to vote Democratic or Republic. There are other options. It's a waste of a vote. But there are other options.
Which is sad that it's a waste of a vote.
It is sad. It is sad.
But, I mean, I guess that goes back to Obama's point about being grassroots. Because, like, am I in a position to complain that there aren't any candidates that I respond to if I'm not like supporting
right.
the event. Because you have to, at you grow into level, a candidate. Yeah. Like you have yeah. to have those lower positions or community
yeah.
organizing, like however you get into, you have to support those leaders and build them up
yeah.
from the ground up.
Yeah.
So maybe
that's
I'm
true.
Not in a place
maybe
to
we
say
need to be
anything.
Doing that. Yeah, it's good enough for all of us. Yeah. But you know, all that to say, she's hired. I'm saying it publicly. I'm saying it here because we need to come together.
Oh my God. If I have to look at that man every day.
No, it
for
can't.
For the next 4 years.
Can't, well.
Can't.
Oh my God. So, I mean, Hillary, you can start whenever you feel like it. And now it's time for a new segment we like to call Adulting. And this is where we drop some gems about things you need to be doing as mm-hmm. a grown, responsible, fully functional
hallelujah.
Member of society. Mm-hmm. All right. Should be, need to be.
Yes.
Courtney, what you got?
This is a gripe I have been telling various people.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you all. Go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor.
This sounds so basic, but I know so many people who are not going to the doctor. Oh, good. You raised your hand. Go to the doctor.
Listen, I went to the doctor 2 years ago because I had adult allergies, and she charged me $700.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Was she on
that
your
I had
insurance?
To pay. Yeah, but I have a deductible.
Oh.
So I vowed after that I would not go unless See. I needed to, because I'm yeah. not about to come to your
you
office
have, okay,
for
that's
to tell
another
me nothing
thing.
For $700.
That's
all
another
right?
thing. Okay, that's part of this while we're looking at it. Because you kids are with these jobs, with these benefits, and you're not using your benefits. So what I'm encouraging you to do is look at your benefits, see what is available to you, and make the most of those offerings. So a lot of times for a, I don't know what you got.
No, don't do that. Allergies, adult
okay,
allergies.
Well, that's like a specialist. They get you on
yeah,
the specialist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for like a general doctor, usually it's like a copay of $30.
Yeah.
Usually. Go Hopefully. Get your physical, mm-hmm. get your screenings, get your cancer screenings, and, That's you know, true. Just make sure that you're well on all levels. Go to true. Your dentist if you have dental. Not That's a luxury. Not
it
everyone
is.
Has dental
it
or
is.
Eye.
Vision,
like,
yeah.
check yourself out.
Yeah, you're right. You're
why,
right.
Are we, or why are we, like, in the street and you can't read the sign,
yeah.
but you have benefits? Yeah. Like, go to the doctor. Stop
yeah,
it.
You're right.
You guys, we're getting up there.
You're right.
You gotta start taking care of yourself now. That's all I'm saying. We made it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The first step was showing up.
Yes. You guys don't even. I wish y'all could hear these outtakes. Like, we.
It's been a struggle, Woo! But we're here. Thank y'all so much for listening, for supporting us, for tweeting us, emailing, writing,
yes.
snapping.
Oh my gosh. Like, you know what? I appreciate all the guilt trips because
yes.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. You guys tell
we're
us that
wanted.
You actually care and it means the world to us. Also, Summer 16, we got
oh
some stuff coming up.
God, I'm so excited.
We're making moves live and in person. You can catch us at Essence Fest
mm-hmm.
in New Orleans,
my favorite city,
June 30th. Through July 3rd, celebrating Courtney's birthday.
Mm-hmm. We'll and just be, life and yes. summer and music and food. It's
Absolutely.
Gonna be fabulous.
We'll be roaming the streets, mostly having fun. But if you're coming down, say hey, tweet us. We'd love to maybe mm-hmm. get to meet y'all. I'm also going to be moderating a panel at Podcast Movement, which is happening in Chicago July 6th through 8th. So if you're down there, check it out.
In the meantime, in between time, let us know what topics you want us to cover on upcoming episodes. Tweet us. Hit us up on joblogs.com. We're at joblogs on most social media platforms. So
yes. And
keep
don't
in touch.
Forget to also rate and review us if you like the show. Leave us a note on iTunes. The love really helps us to get out of our slumps
yes.
and our ruts. We're going to read a couple of nice words you guys have left
oh,
us.
Cool.
So this first one comes from M. Last Shisono.
Okay.
I butchered that, but it says, always well done. I can count on them to ask the thoughtful questions and provide valuable insights. A very inspiring listen. Keep up the awesome work.
Aww.
Thank you.
We have a review. Courtney Ann 18 says, Where would I be without job logs? Aww. This podcast provides the guidance from amazing women I've been craving ever since I moved to NYC. Navigating the professional world is difficult, and these two have helped me tremendously. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Thanks, Courtney.
And then one more we're going to do from Hello Friend.
Exclamation point.
Says, I am self-employed and I enjoy every episode of Job Logs. It's great to have women of color share their perspective about their careers. The ladies are genuine and make you feel like you're just out for a casual coffee. Thank you. You guys are amazing. As always, you can find me around the web at Hey Miss Parker.
And I'm there as well, hanging out. Cleave Out Loud.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.